This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to the second hour of USA Prepares this Halloween. And I will be back tomorrow. I don't know if Vincent will be there or not. I'm preparing as if he won't be. And if he is, I'll just be happy not to be doing the whole show myself. And just want to make a few comments going in. You know, when we talk about what we see published, and they put out this wonderful application of the technology, I'm looking at it through my military hat and saying, okay, what is the military application of this, which is typically how you break things. And I also tend to get some blowback now and then that, you know, this type of stuff can't be kept secret. There's just too many people working on it. Well, if you go back to World War II, there were thousands of people working on the Manhattan Project, and they had that so compartmentalized that nobody really knew what they were working on. And that was so secret that the vice president, Harry Truman, did not know about the Manhattan Project until after FDR died and he assumed the presidency. And in my experience, keep in mind, I was working in the nuclear planning system, above top secret clearance, and a little bit after I left in 1988, I found out about the stealth fighter, the F-117, the same time everybody else did. And that was an aircraft that went on service while I was on active duty. It was part of the delivery system out there, and I didn't know about it. So, yeah, they can keep secrets. Anthony, before we get too far down any rabbit holes, why don't you go ahead and give out your website, talk about your books, and any events or projects you have coming up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that opportunity. The website is Anthony Patch, P-A-T-C-H, AnthonyPatch.com. And I have three books there, two of which are novels, Covert Catastrophe. The second is 2048, Diamonds in the Rough. And the third is my latest book, which is a nonfiction work, and that is Revising Reality. And that's a graduate-level university textbook, but it's not difficult to read. It's just that it is more technical. It's a quick read. It's a collaboration between four authors, myself, Douglas Woodward, Don Shimura, and Josh Peck. And we've put our relative areas of research into it in the form of two chapters apiece. And then what we're doing is asking people to be critical thinkers and examine the education that they've been provided to date and realize through reading this book how much we've been lied to.
And boy, do the lies keep on going and going.
They do. So that's in a nutshell what's going on. There's a lot of information on my website as well. I mentioned the number 2048, and you're talking about compartmentalization and keeping secrets. We should talk about how they encode the cryptology that's involved in maintaining secret communication, because that's the germination. That was one of the if you will, one of the hurdles that needed to be overcome in the development of the quantum computer by D-Wave, principally Shor's algorithm, Peter Shor's algorithm 2048, which is the foundational algorithm for RSA coding, for encryption. It forms the key for encrypting and decrypting. And their goal early on, a benchmark, was to find the prime numbers, the factors within Peter Shor's algorithm that when he developed it, he admitted that or stated it would take a quantum computer to discover or crack the number of prime factors in that algorithm comprised of 2,048 integers. So they accomplished that with the Model 128 quantum computer with only 128 qubits. At that point, NSA, et cetera, became very excited. This was originally a DARPA program. $10 million of DARPA money was the foundation of D-Wave. And they realized that once they cracked the 2048 algorithm, that they could read every form of encryption based on RSA on the planet. But the beauty of it was they could write their own code that unless you had a quantum computer, specifically a D-Wave computer, you could not read that communication. And that was way back with the 128 model. Now with 65,000 plus qubits, they have encryption that no one can read.
I think everybody knows there was a recent attack on the Internet, and that's just the old-fashioned brute force attack where they have thousands of devices that are sending packets that just, you know, make it impossible for the target to respond. And it's, you know, like I say, that's even kiddie script type stuff. But recently they changed the keys at the top level of the Internet, and there's seven of these keys, and 14 people total in the world that control these, the true gatekeepers of the Internet. So each key has a primary and a backup person in order, and I believe it takes at least three of those in that room in order to affect any kind of change. And I got to thinking, well, with these quantum computers, how hard would it be to come up with the keys for the Internet and just, you know, do whatever they want?
That will bypass it entirely and
right.
Utilize your own form of Internet. The interesting thing, and one number I can give people that they can grasp, is, again, going back in history into 2013, a number that was cited by D-Wave was that if you had a problem, any problem, that it would take the best transistor-based, gate model-based quantum computer 30 minutes to solve a given equation. It would only take the D-Wave computer 10 seconds. Now, that was back in 2013. Essentially, what you're talking about is a machine that can really take any problem and solve it and decrypt any code on the planet that is dependent upon classical computing.
Well, before we you know, we'll run out of time, I also want to get into the subject of CERN.
Sure.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us some of the things you found out.
Well, CERN, is in its formation in 1954, was primarily organized to model nuclear warhead detonations in the computer. And that was because they realized they weren't going to indefinitely be able to do above-ground and below-ground testing, and it was more efficient to model it in the computer. So CERN really was a nuclear warhead program. It continues today as a weapons program. But their open public goal, one of their goals in the multi-layered agenda, is to open a doorway to another dimension. And it sounds like it's a, you know, science fiction stuff, but really, Sergio Bertolini, their head of computing and engineering a few years back, said, we intend to open a portal to another dimension. We're going to send information in, and we expect to get information back, and then that's piggybacked with 40 Rose from D-Wave saying they are accessing with their computers other dimensions and grabbing, as he says, grabbing resources, his word, from the other side. So you have a quantum computer operating interdimensionally with a particle accelerator facility that intends to open a portal. The two work together because the quantum computer is necessary for guiding the power of the collider to focus in on what they call the north area in the center of the main ring in order to break the nuclear bond, the nuclear force. You have the strong force, weak force, gravity, and electromagnetism. They're going after the strong nuclear force using 20 peta electron volts, using not only the LHC, but now a new linear accelerator that's physically joined with the LHC called the AWAKE linear accelerator. It's 1,000 times more powerful in its acceleration of particles in a 30-meter distance than the 27-kilometer main ring of the LHC. The two are combined. That will generate the power focused at the north area, controlled by D-Wave quantum computing, to open a portal for a picosecond or less, which is an eternity at the quantum scale, and maintain the opening so that it doesn't become, as Stephen Hawking said, become a vacuum bubble that at the speed of light would envelop the Earth and possibly the universe. So we're talking about controlling this using a quantum computer.
Yeah, and to stop and think, CERN, really just in the last decade or so has made it to the public with the facility over there in Europe. But to think, going back, over 60 years now, it really adds a new dimension, some pun intended, to the picture.
Yeah, I mean, people want to say they're just smashing rocks, but you have to understand that there's a spiritual component that's driving this agenda. And as we pull back and look at it objectively, this is buying into the whole original law, or original lie, I should say, of ye shall be as gods, that you will achieve immortality. That's what all of this is about. Quantum computers, collider, opening portals, the bottom line for them, as practitioners of the Luciferian agenda, is immortality.
This is John Ray with Anthony Patch. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, this is John Rayburn with Anthony Patch. And we were talking about CERN, and I wonder if you would cover one of the things you did in your presentation on the location of CERN is no coincidence.
Very true. It is at the ancient Roman temple site to the god Apollo, Abaddon, the destroyer. It is presented as located over the doorway to the abyss. Purposefully located there, not because the real estate was, you know, a good price or a good deal, but because there is no way you can separate the physical from the spiritual. This is a spiritual agenda that is driving the science. In fact, science has its roots in mysticism. And therefore, this is nothing more than, you know, furthering the Luciferian agenda of freeing Nimrod, for example, and the other demonic entities from the abyss, from hell, if you will. And CERN represents not only positioning itself over the doorway to the abyss, but represents the technology that defines the key to the bottomless pit. And the key is actually a combination of what we talked about with the quantum computers breaking Shor's algorithm 2048. They had to break another code, which was 4096, another algorithm above that. And once they break, and they have, breaking that algorithm, that code of information using 4096, that model number of computer, they're able to determine the power level and the specific location to direct that power from the particle collider to open the doorway to the abyss.
Wow, that just connected a dot for me. You know, back in during the Gulf War when, you know, Bush said mission accomplished, they had gone in and to the tomb of Gilgamesh and recovered the body. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing the quote that it was an amazing state of preservation. And it was later on I found out that Gilgamesh is just one of the names used for Nimrod.
Yes, sir.
So we have the body with the DNA of Nimrod, which with the technology we have, we can clone a new body. And if we open the abyss and reunite the spirit with the original body, that gives all sorts of meaning to things that are we find written in our Bible.
That is true. This is Nimrod, of course, was responsible for the building of the Tower of Babel, and CERN represents the later day example of the higher tech version of the Tower of Babel, both of which were intended to not only open the doorway to the abyss, but to reach into heaven, to sit upon the throne of heaven. As I like to euphemistically put it, Lucifer, in his hubris, believes that he can kill God and kill God's angels. And he needs the power and the technology to do that. And through the veil, through this information transfer from the other side, both mystically and through the quantum computers of D-Wave, grabbing the resources, as Gordy Rowe says, from the other side. This is information that's been denied to us, but is now passed along so that the machinery can be built, which is the Large Hadron Collider and the quantum computers, so that it can further this agenda of Lucifer, because he hates God, once believes in his own hubristic mind that he can kill God. But he needs, rather than the spiritual methodology of the days of the Tower of Babel to accomplish that, he needs the hardware to accomplish that.
Yeah, I was looking at the Bible, and we tend to think, well, Satan would have to be insane to think that he can overcome God. And I look at the interaction that we have, like in Job and the temptation of Jesus. And that's not the way you talk or treat an insane person. So
it makes me wonder just, you know, what the real game is. Back in
just a few minutes.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan with Anthony Patch. You know, when I look at the Bible and look at the science and technology, the advances that have happened, one, over the last few years, and two, over about the last century, it's really amazing to see that. And there's so many things written in the Bible that we simply could not understand until these times, because we didn't know the science and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which frustrates me more, the unbelievers that just think the Bible is a work of fiction, and boy, were they really lucky if that were the case, or the believers that don't want to consider any of these things. In fact, so many churches out there don't even want to touch something as basic as creationism. And once you start getting into the advanced technology, the Genesis 6 giants, and it's frustrating, because without this additional knowledge, we don't understand what's going on. And one of the things I do is I've presented how we are now in a position, because we've ignored God, that we're going to have a whopper of a financial collapse. And I can't tell you exactly when, but it's going to be sooner rather than later. The lessons of history say that after that you have a war, which it's pretty much my belief that the war is unavoidable. And if that's the case, we end up with a grid down situation, which wipes out well over 99% of the population. If somehow we avoid the war, and you have to believe that all countries are controlled, including Russia and China, then we get all this technology thrust upon us, the surveillance and control way beyond what we're experiencing now. And I'm not sure Satan really cares which one of those options it goes, whether he would kill everybody off or control everybody. And it's even talked about in the Bible that, it's going to take divine intervention to get around this. And it's even, Jesus even said, unless those days are shortened, no flesh would survive. And that's pretty serious times.
Yeah, and the question that's often posed to me about CERN specifically is, will Satan be successful? Will CERN be successful in opening this interdimensional portal? Well, we can reference Revelation 9 to see that the abyss is open. And therefore, men's hearts will fail for what they behold. I mean, I'm taking from different scriptures, but essentially, we are talking about things that we can't even imagine, both technologically, but also on the demonic end of it, the locust army, for example. So the bottom line in my presenting the discussion of technology is to show people things that are factual that they can then take to heart and make a decision to go with Christ, to accept Christ as their Savior, accept the Holy Spirit into their heart, and take upon themselves the full armor of God to not only, from a physics standpoint, put on the armor of God that protects your DNA, as I discussed with you earlier, but also for the determination of yourself, to save yourself. And if you are a Christian, if you have the Holy Spirit, then use the type of information that you and I present to those that have not been saved, because we are commanded in Scripture by Jesus Christ to save souls. That's the bottom line. That's why we talk about these things. It's evidence to hopefully help people make the proper decision.
And I think it's important to do, if you haven't already stepped to the right side, it's important to do that sooner rather than later.
We're not fear-mongering. We're not saying, that the sky is falling, but, they're going to open up the sky. If you want to put in an allegorical reference to it, they're going to roll back like a scroll. So, yeah, the things that are happening very quickly. We know that things happen in a fashion in which they speed up as we move closer and closer to this end-time scenario. And Christ is returning. Christ is coming back. We know that for a fact from Scripture. So, yeah, you can either go to the light or go to the dark, as I like to say it simplistically.
Yeah, and it really doesn't get any simpler than that. We're getting close to the end of our time together today. What would you like to bring out?
Well, that's really what it is the purpose here is to give hope to people, is to give people the understanding that God is in control of everything. This is his plan. If we talk about the high tech, these are tools of judgment. And judgment, there are consequences to those that have turned their back on Christ. And none of us are perfect. Any of us that are saved know that we're not perfect. That's how we got to the point of salvation, is realizing that we needed to give ourselves over to Christ. So this isn't doom and gloom. This is about, yes, there is judgment coming, and there is suffering that even we as Christians will suffer through. But the bottom line is, where will we go in eternity? And that's the real important point to emphasize here, is that we can be with our Creator, we can be with our Lord, we can be with God in the end.
And that's one of the messages of the Bible that I think sometimes gets twisted, is you will have an eternity. The question is where you will spend it. And if you're, you know, if you haven't accepted Jesus, the alternative is a very nasty eternity. And some people think that it's because, you know, God is cruel and wants to extract vengeance for this long period of time. And I'm not really sure that that's the case. When you've got, you know, the energy, and even in our physics of today, you can't create or destroy energy. You can only change the form. And right. I'm, you know, thinking God kind of has the same issue there, as he can't destroy the energy, but he can't take this perverted energy back to himself, so he's got to keep it separated for an eternity, and that's what hell is, my conjecture.
Yeah, it is. It's the separation from God, and that sense of separation is really what we try to avoid at all costs, because without God, what do you have left? You know, again, I try to keep things fairly straightforward and simplistic. I'm not a Bible scholar. I know enough of it to know which direction I want to go. And it's interesting. People get caught up in their everyday life, and I understand that. I'm caught up in mine as well. I have a family, and, you know, we have to put food on the table and all those good things. But we have to keep in mind that we are here for such a short period of time. If we think back over our own lifetimes, the number of people that we grew up with that now are deceased, that have died, it's like we were here and gone before we knew it. And that's the same thing for us. And that's why the imperative is there, not to waste the time that we have right now, not only to take care of ourselves, but to reach out to others. Start with your family and go out into your circle of influence and try to affect people, because we really don't have much time left from a prophetic standpoint, but even in our own given lifetime, we don't have much time.
And yeah, I would recommend going back and reading Matthew 24 if you haven't done so lately. And all of the things that Jesus talks about, you know, it's kind of like sometimes we get accused of doom porn. And, you know, he talks about, in the first part, you know, about wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, all kinds of things. And at that point he says, you know, and that's the beginning of sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're just getting a taste of it. We can see the leading edge of it right now.
You know, what I talked about in my book, The Financial State of the Union, if your happiness is dependent on the next 50 years being as peaceful and prosperous as the last 50, you're going to be disappointed. And whether your faith is in government or in the fake money or in technology, that faith is going to fail you. And
I agree with that. There is no bringing back the United States to what it was, or the world about to what it was. If we want to look at it with, you know, rose-colored glasses with 2020 hindsight and say that things used to be wonderful, well, they weren't really, but they were better than they are today in terms of the moral situation that we're in. Yeah, we have more advancements in technology, and our standard of living, especially in the United States, is greatly enhanced that more, beyond what it was even 20 years ago. But our moral decay and decline is where we're at. And we look at that and wish we had that standard of life on a moral level that we had back in the 50s and, yes, even in the 60s. But we don't have that. We're not going to recapture it. It's the way that man has chosen to go, and that is to go on that broad path rather than staying on the narrow path.
You know, I was stationed in Germany from 82 to 85, and I always wondered, you know, how did Germany turn into what we know as, you know, Nazi Germany? And unfortunately, I'm seeing the 30s replay itself with the United States and the role of Germany. It's yeah. John Reagan with Anthony Patch. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's John Reagan at the controls today. We have Anthony Patch with us. His website is anthonypatch.com. And how appropriate was that commercial with L.A. Marzulli? I really hope that he is able to get Nephilim made into a movie.
Yes, in fact, L.A. will be joining Richie from Boston. That's the YouTube channel. Richie from Boston and I collaborate 2 to 3 times a week. We get together and have a conversation, and L.A., as you know, was a presenter at the Hear the Watchman conference in Knoxville a few weeks ago. L.A. is a great friend of mine. He will be on with myself and Richie 2 Sundays from yesterday. I don't have the date in front of me, but there'll be notices on my website. L.A. will be presenting his latest information. He just returned from Peru. So, yeah, he and I are walking hand-in-hand in our research and combining our notes. L.A. is a fantastic, real guy. He's not all about hype and fluff and, sensational headlines.
Yeah, I got to see him for the first time at the Prophecy Summit in Branson in 2012. And, it's like, if you've made a bet before the conference, what's the last thing you expect to hear at the Prophecy Summit? And they say, well, how about Nazi flying saucers? And I'd say, you're nuts. But L.A. did a presentation and learning about the occult nature of World War II and what the Nazis were after was so eye-opening.
Yes, indeed. And I was stationed in Germany as well. You mentioned that before the break. I was there from 77 to 79 and was hanging around nuclear warheads at the time. So, yeah, I understand about the Cold War.
And it was interesting to see so much of history, because here in the United States, while we had people that in our families that served in World War I and World War II, to actually go and see some of the things, like we got to tour one of the cemeteries in France, and just to see the pile of bones and skulls inside this one building was mind-boggling on one hand, and just so soul-sucking on the other, to see what war was like. And we didn't experience that over here because of geography. And unfortunately, with the technology today, while we might not see an invasion of troops, the destruction that can be meted out on our country is, it is quite realistic and can happen much quicker than anybody can believe.
Yes, whether we're talking EMP or direct nuclear strike upon this country, it's a reality. It's something that we have to deal with. But I do want to leave people with this thought, and I always try to underscore this, that God does have a sense of humor. He balances out my personal testimony. He balances out these sort of doom and gloom things that I am researching with his sense of humor, and I call it a British sense of humor, a dry sense of humor, is how he appeals to me. It gives me the ability to see the folly of Satan's agenda, and we know from Scripture that ultimately Satan loses in this whole scenario.
And I check out that God has a sense of humor just by going and looking in the mirror.
That's for sure. That's for sure. It keeps us humble.
And another thing I learned at the Prophecy Summit, and this was, I don't remember who presented this, but he talked about the fallen angels, and in his estimation, they have an IQ of about 2,000. And the best human is 200. So if you think that you can outthink them, you're only fooling yourself. And that gets into the AIs, and unfortunately, we're out of time. Anthony, thank you for being with us.
I appreciate the time. Thank you for the opportunity, John. It's been a pleasure.
Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.